This is a question, fascinating question, one of the questions where I saw him address it, wondered why I never thought of this before or heard anyone talk about this. Did Yaakov ever find out the truth as to what happened to Yosef? Did he ever know what really happened? The Torah says the brothers come back from Mitzrayim and they say to him, Od Yosef Chai, v'chihu Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. End of the story. He is still alive and he's ruling in Mitzrayim. The Torah doesn't tell us if they told him anything else. We don't know. What does Yaakov know as far as what happened from the time that his coat shows up at his door and then all of a sudden he's the ruler of Mitzrayim? Does he ever find out the truth? Says the Ramban, Yirali al-Piderach ha-Pshat, Shalo hugad li-Yaakov kol yomov. His entire life the brothers never told Yaakov what happened. They never told him that they were the ones who sold him down to Mitzrayim. And he lived the rest of his life, Choshev ki ha-Yatoya basoda. He thought, for the rest of his life, Yosef got lost in the field, somebody found him, captured him, must have sent him down to Mitzrayim, and something happened, and he ended up, the Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, he ended up as a leader of Mitzrayim. But the brothers never told him. Why, says the Ramban? Lo rotzu b'hagid lo chatosam. They never wanted to say their own sin, their own shortcomings in the instance, so they didn't want to tell him. And they were afraid, pen yikso v'yikalalam. Maybe Yaakov would get angry at them and curse them. And they have precedent. They saw their older brother Reuven was cursed, Shimon was cursed, Levi was cursed. They didn't want to get on his bad side. They didn't want to say what they did wrong. So to keep themselves out of it, they themselves never told Yaakov what they did. V'yosef, says the Ramban, out of his good nature, he didn't want to rattle on his brothers either. So he never told him what really happened, and the brothers never told him what really happened. So says the Ramban, it's his opinion that Yaakov lived the rest of his life and never really knew what took place. And as a proof to this, the Ramban says, this will explain what takes place in next week's Tarsha, when after his death, the brothers come to Yosef, and they say, you should know, your father said not to do anything to us. Which he never said to them. They made up the entire story. Says the Ramban, they only did that because Yaakov never really knew. Had Yaakov known in his own lifetime what had taken place, then they should have gone over to him and said, we want you to be Mitzvah Yosef. You wanted to command Yosef to make sure that he doesn't take it out on us, he doesn't do anything. The fact that they never went to him and told him to directly command the brothers, that they had to make up a story on their own after his death to tell Yosef, says the Ramban, is because he never knew. And Yaakov died never having known what really took place between Yosef and the brothers. Fascinating approach from the Ramban as to how they approached that aspect. But that's his understanding of what took place.